Now, do you remember what was on the school canteen menu when you were a kid? Finger buns, lamingtons, tomato sauce, Devon's sandwiches. Well, scrounging a few coins and buying a treat from the canteen is part of daily life for thousands of students across Australia. But many of them aren't eating what we had in school. In fact, the menu these days resembles a health food shop more than a tuck shop. Everything's gluten, sugar and lactose-free. There's veggie sticks and hummus, oat balls, even seaweed are options. Now, apart from not letting our kids be kids, can pushing the healthy option all the time actually be doing some damage? One mother and news.com.au columnist thinks it does. Lana Hershovitz joins me on the line right now. G'day, Lana.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I've got to say, with your little piece here, you had that graphic of a very old school canteen menu. Now, that took me back because that was my era where you could buy...
Mine too.
Yeah, you could buy a good old sausage roll and a pie.
Yep, and happily eat it without worrying too much about your health at the time.
Yeah, so you're worried that we've gone too far, right?
Well, I mean, I think that a healthy menu is very good for children, and I think healthy food is essential, and we need to obviously allow for kids with allergies and intolerances, although I didn't have many of those at my school when I was growing up. But when we constantly talk about good and bad food, we can lead to disordered eating. I think we need to teach our children to nourish their bodies, not to apply moral judgments to everything they eat.
Yeah,
and I think the whole thing of sugar is bad, and that it informs the children's, you know, and especially as teens, as they're developing the body image issues, I think that we need to stick away from emphasizing the bad things about food and focus on nourishing their bodies, not what they shouldn't eat and what they should eat.
Yeah, maybe a bit of balance is a word that
exactly.
could be coming into play here, eh?
Yeah, a bit of moderation. You know, the 90-10 rule, the 80-20, 80% of the time you eat the veggie sticks and the hummus and you eat as healthily as you can.
Mm.
And then you go to a birthday party and you have a slice of cake. And, you know, or you on a Friday you get a Zupa Dupa or a lolly. it's not going to, you know.
Sunny boy or a glug in my day. Hey, tell me, Lana, an interesting part of perspective here is whether you're using the canteen as your main food option, because to me the canteen at school was a treat. The very fact I got the money to go to the canteen was a treat.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was taking what was packed for me dutifully in my little lunchbox from my mum. And, on the opportunity I had a little bit of money for the canteen, that was the treat, so therefore it didn't really matter so much.
Yeah, and I think, I guess there's more and more people who are depending on the canteen for all of their meals at school, with mothers and fathers working and perhaps not being able to prepare lunches in the morning, children not having the resources, whatever, to prepare their own sandwiches, they're buying them at school. And so, yes, of course, it's important that there's healthy and balanced food for them to eat.
Yeah. You know, you struck on something I really want to pick up on right at the beginning of your conversation there, Lana. When we're talking about needing to have sugar-free, gluten-free, lactose-free, allergies, all of these dietary problems, and you said there weren't that many of those at your school. Well, I have to say I'm with you. There weren't that many of them at my school either. Why is it suddenly everybody's gluten intolerant or lactose intolerant?
I really wish I knew the answer, because I can tell you when I was at school, if somebody said they were allergic to something, I don't even remember somebody being allergic.
It would be so rare, wouldn't it?
But if we heard about it, it was very rare. It was a complete anomaly. Yeah, if you find a child that's not got an intolerance or an allergy, it's a bit of an anomaly.
Yeah, I understand that as well. So you think we could go back to some of those great canteen items that we've got on that menu that you've got from 1978? I don't only just like the menu, by the way.
I love the prices.
I love the prices. How about getting a good pie for 35 cents?
How great. You could feed your whole family for $2.
A canned drink. So I'm getting, say, a Coke. Heaven forbid in a canteen now, but say I could get my Coke, cost me 30 cents.
Yeah, it would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great. A Vegemite Sanger for 26 cents.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Good food, in my mind anyway. May not be that healthy, but good food at a good price.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Lana.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Lana Hershovitz, a columnist with news.com.au. What do you reckon about that? Have we gone too far? I mean, what's wrong with having a pie at your canteen? I know kids need to eat healthily. But surely balance. Yeah, are we in a nanny state where you get to the point where it's not even available?